This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on significance of first BIMSTEC Business Summit in fostering regional collaboration through trade and investment. The participants are Jayanta Roy Chaudhary, economic analyst, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent.
India is hosting first BIMSTEC Business Summit in New Delhi. BIMSTEC, that is, stands for Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, is an international organization of seven South Asian and Southeast Asian countries along the coast of Bay of Bengal who work together on various issues including technological and economic cooperation. The three-day summit commenced today in New Delhi. It is being organized by the Ministry of External Affairs in association with the Confederation of Indian Industries, that is CII. To have a detailed view on the summit's importance and what it holds for India, we are now connected with Jayanta Roy Chaudhary, economic analyst. Welcome to the program, Jayanta.
Thank you so much.
To begin with, we would like to know the thought behind organizing first edition of BIMSTEC's Business Summit, the agenda of the summit, and who are the participants?
Well, as you know, BIMSTEC is an important trade grouping for us. We do about $45 to $50 billion worth of two-way trade with the countries in this region. Most important amongst them, of course, is Thailand and the other is Bangladesh. With both, we do about $16 billion worth of trade each. And that is an important segment of our trade. Much of it is for Bangladesh, much of it is exports. For Thailand, it is more or less equally balanced, you can say. Well, the participants are mostly business houses as well as trade experts who specialize in this area and who are going to lay down what steps can be taken in the years ahead to improve connectivity, to improve trade between the countries in this region. As you know, we have India, Nepal, Bhutan on the one hand, Bangladesh, of course, and then Myanmar and Thailand in this grouping. This trade grouping is along the Bay of Bengal. It has the potential to actually expand further. We can take in more Southeast Asian countries into this trade grouping. The whole idea is that we will have seamless connectivity with these countries, both by sea as well as by road. You know that there are talks of an Asian highway, number one, being set up, which will connect New Delhi right through Bangladesh and Myanmar onto Thailand. And that road can be extended right up to Vietnam. Then it would crossing Cambodia in between. So that would be an important step for both for connectivity as well as for trade. There are similar plans for railways. There are similar even plans for connecting the power grids of Southeast Asia with that of South Asia. Indian power grid itself right now not only links up with Bangladesh on the one hand, but also links up with Nepal and Bhutan on the other, which have facilitated a new kind of trade, a trade in energy resources. Bangladesh, because it's a growing economy, it is industrializing at a very fast pace. Consequently, they need a lot of energy. India, too, is selling a lot of energy, both from Tripura as well as from West Bengal side. On the other hand, Nepal and Bhutan have also started contracting with Bangladesh to sell their excess electricity to that country. So this kind of connectivity, this kind of trade that is there already between BIMSTEC countries and that can be furthered, those are the areas which this entire grouping is looking at over the next couple of days.
Okay, you talked about the regional connectivity and the energy ties between the BIMSTEC countries. We would come to the summit later on, but please tell our viewers a brief history of the BIMSTEC, like how it has evolved since years.
Well, this idea came about because SAARC wasn't doing all that well. As you know, there was one or the other problem. Most of the problems came from one particular neighbor of ours to the west of India. Consequently, the idea came that India should probably think of other groupings, trade groupings, which can further South Asia's trade compatibility. BBIN was one, obviously. And the other idea that was is to go along the sea route. Why not encourage India to a grouping of countries with which it has had ancient trade ties? The Bay of Bengal was used by the Pala rulers as well as by the Chola rulers to trade with Southeast Asia. So these are our natural trading partners. So that is what BIMSTEC is all about, encouraging the trade between natural partners who have been trading with each other for millennia.
So it has the ancient roots as well. So as we know, India hosted second BIMSTEC Foreign Ministers Retreat in New Delhi last month. and now the business summit is being held in the capital city. What is your view on this? As our External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has also said on various occasions that BIMSTEC as a regional organization complements India's neighborhood first outlook, the Act East policy and the Sagar vision. Is it so?
Well, it is, of course. It complements our neighborhood policy and it is, of course, furthers our trade prospects. There are, of course, there's a big difference between the foreign minister's conclave that happened a month back and now. The big difference is that there has been a change of government in Bangladesh. Sheikh Hasina-led Awami League government has stepped down and instead you have a military-backed government. As interim government is about to be set up. During this 1 month, there was a huge civil unrest in Bangladesh, which has affected trade between Bangladesh and India and other countries too. You must have heard of the long lines or queues of trucks waiting at the Benapole-Petrapol border, waiting to enter Bangladesh. Similarly, the trade that Bangladesh was having with Nepal, with Bhutan, even the trade that it was having with the rest of the world, and it's considerable. Bangladesh is known to be one of the powerhouses which supplies garments to the whole world. That has come to a near standstill. And that, of course, is something we have to take into account while we talk about the BIMSTEC. But I believe that this is a blip in the horizon. This is not something which will remain forever. Bangladesh will get back into the Committee of Nations which trade with each other. New government is being set up. And whichever government comes, whichever party is in power, they will have to consider BIMSTEC and trade with India as a very important source of revenue for Bangladesh. Not only is India invested in Bangladesh in terms of trade and connectivity, India has huge amounts of foreign direct investments in Bangladesh. Bangladesh too has been in recent times started investing in India. Similarly, India has considerable amount of investments in Nepal, in Thailand. Myanmar investment is taking off. It is not yet picked up because Myanmar too, unfortunately, has been in a state of flux with rebellions in the northern part of Myanmar, in the Kachin, Chin and Shan provinces and also in the Arakan provinces. But these are, I think, temporary problems which will be overcome as the nation state strengthens, and the connectivity issues will obviously bring forth with it a number of economic benefits for these member countries, and that in itself should be a solution to their own internal problems.
You talked about Myanmar and Bangladesh. The situation in Sri Lanka and Nepal is also not that good. Isn't peace and tranquility an important pillar for economic cooperation? How big this issue is and how BIMSTEC as an organization is preparing to tackle it?
No, peace and tranquility are obviously the most important pillars for any kind of trade or cooperation globally and of course in the region. Nepal and Sri Lanka have overcome their weaknesses, their problems that they had, and both of Sri Lanka especially is actually started doing pretty well economically. Nepal, I'm sure, will also flourish. Consequently, and once you have regional trade, once you're able to encourage that, nations who are members of that trading bloc are able to benefit from it. We have seen that in the case of the European Union. We have seen that in the case of ASEAN. And I'm sure that similar kind of benefits will percolate down to member countries of BIMSTEC too.
Yes, we hope this happens soon. Trade and investment is an area where private sector's role is of utmost importance. The government can facilitate investment, but it has to come from the private players. My question is, what role do you see the private sector playing in achieving the summit's objectives, and what opportunities can businesses expect from the summit?
Our businessmen have actually risen to the occasion for the both for BIMSTEC as well as for bilateral trade and investments. If you see, look at Bangladesh, most of the important companies in India have invested quite heavily in Bangladesh, whether you talk about Reliance, Adani, or Tata's. Tata's have manufacturing facilities there in collaboration with others. Similarly, you have Dabur and every food sector company is investing heavily in Bangladesh. A number of textile players in India have gone not only to Bangladesh but also to Thailand. Myanmar has also received some amount of FDI from India, not much, mainly because Myanmar has had a longer history of instability. But nevertheless, Nepal again is a country where we have invested quite heavily. Similarly in Sri Lanka. And it is not a one-way traffic. There has been investment from these countries into India too. And I'm sure that will increase with time as mutual trust and confidence grows within the region. That kind of FDI movements will continue happening. Ultimately, trade is something which businessmen will do, not countries alone. Countries can only facilitate it, but ultimately businessmen will decide on trading.
BIMSTEC's Free Trade Area Framework Agreement was also signed by all member states. What progress in the trade do you see among the BIMSTEC countries post-signing this free trade agreement?
The agreement should actually facilitate much more trade, and it should reduce the amount of taxation that trade is subjected to within this region. However, it has not been fully implemented as yet. We are attempting to see to it that it is implemented fully, and therefore we will await the benefits that will accrue to the member states in the years to come. But that again is something which we will have to watch out for. It is not happening overnight.
So can you quote some of the biggest achievement of BIMSTEC till date?
Well, the biggest achievement till date has been the flowering of business between these countries. If you see the interregional trade between these countries, it has boomed exponentially over since BIMSTEC was formed. And the potential still remains for much, much higher rates of growth. That is, I think, the biggest takeaway from any BIMSTEC gathering that happens anywhere.
Let's now delve into the regional connectivity area. Regional connectivity is a must for trade and commerce between BIMSTEC member states. How do you rate the regional connectivity between BIMSTEC countries and the scope for improvement do you see?
We have already started railway and highway connectivity moves with Bangladesh. More or less, you can say we can crisscross Bangladesh today. And similarly, Bangladesh can go through India towards Nepal and Bhutan with ease. There will be railway links between India and Nepal and India and Bhutan too very soon. Bangladesh will be able to utilize that. Once the problems in Myanmar are settled and we are able to cross through, we have built a friendship road in Myanmar, which can be used by BIMSTEC nations. Similarly, Thailand has been building a road in Myanmar. However, those roads are impinged right now by rebellions in that country. But once that problem is solved, and we are also able to build the Sitwe port in Myanmar, trade within these countries will be improved considerably. The roadway, railway infrastructure between Thailand and Myanmar, between Thailand and other countries in Southeast Asia, are already of a far superior quality. The sea lane traffic which has been happening is going to get a fillip. Our roads, our seaports are improving day by day. Our turnaround time is increasing. Our capacity to handle more cargo is increasing. So is it increasing with Thailand and in Myanmar. Bangladesh's ports, again, are being developed both by India and by other countries in that country. So both sea lane connectivity as well as road and rail connectivity is improving considerably between BIMSTEC countries. And hopefully, these will help BIMSTEC consolidate the gains it has achieved till date, in both in terms of trade and FDI.
Okay, so if we talk about the challenges now, what other key challenges or obstacles that need to be addressed to fully realize the potential of BIMSTEC economic cooperation?
Main challenge is peace and tranquility. You had stated it some time back. We have to see to it that the entire region has the deficit in peace and tranquility that we can see in the region should be addressed. And that, I think, is the main challenge for the entire BIMSTEC area.
As an economic analyst, what are your expectations from the summit in terms of concrete outcomes, agreements, or joint declarations?
I think in terms of economic declarations, these are, of course, roadmaps which these countries will be able to, the representatives of these countries will be able to sign on to. Those declarations would obviously focus on greater trade and, of course, better ease of trade, which means the free trade agreement that we have already signed would be implemented and possibly timelines will be set for it so that each country is able to implement them. The connectivity issue, the niggling doubts over it, the niggling little problems that were there, those will be sorted out and we will be able to encourage more trade and more investment amongst ourselves.
The BIMSTEC Business Summit is indeed a significant event, bringing together nations from the Bay of Bengal region to foster economic cooperation and collaboration. Thank you for connecting with us and sharing your insights on the summit's importance and its potential outcomes for India. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of first BIMSTEC Business Summit in fostering regional collaboration through trade and investment. The participants were Jayanto Roy Chaudhary, economic analyst, and Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.